This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Regardless of what you think of the Trump campaign's claims of widespread election fraud in Michigan, claims that, by the way, are unproven, this year's Republican ticket is worth some thought. Trump topped himself drawing more voters and new voters than he reached in Michigan in 2016. And this week, we're taking a look at the implications for Michigan's Republicans. Former Michigan Republican Congressman Joe Schwartz is with us today. He is a lecturer at the University of Michigan. We're also talking today with Ken Sikkema. Ken's a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the Michigan Senate. Ken, Joe, good to have you both.
Thanks very much. Nice to be here.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to be here again.
Let's start out with, I just wondered how, if you could both tell us how you spent your election night. Joe, were you up late?
I was up late. I dropped by an old friend. In fact, the oldest friend I have, a guy I started in school with in kindergarten, in his house for a bit. And there were just three or four people there. And we talked for a while. And then I went home and watch the returns at home, which is unusual, but these are unusual times. So I just stayed up late, and when I went to bed and went to sleep, I turned the TV on and off all night long to see if there was any resolution yet, and there wasn't quite, and I guess you could say there still isn't.
Ken, how about you? Were you burning the midnight oil watching the results come in?
I did stay up late, which is very unusual for me. I normally don't stay up late just because I figure if I wake up at 5 in the morning, which is when I usually wake up, you know, I'll get the results then. But I stayed up late because I also felt it was a unique and uniquely important election, I might add. But my goodness, I might as well stayed up until Saturday, right?
Yeah, it would have been the longest night ever, as it was for many of us. You know, you've both been critics of Donald Trump's approach in the past, and I wanted to ask what the election results in Michigan, and if you like, nationally, what they say to you. Ken, could you go first?
Well, I think, you know, Joe Biden got, what, 75, 77 million votes nationwide. Trump got 70, 72 million. And I think the country, it indicates to me, the country is very, very divided. And I know it has been for some time, but I just think that divisions are deeper and more intense, if you will, than ever before. And I just think that is going to be difficult moving forward once the election does settle. We just apparently are a very divided, a very polarized nation right now.
And Joe, what about you?
Well, I just add a little to what Ken said, because I think his analysis is correct. We are divided. It's unfortunate that we're divided. I'm old enough to remember when we weren't, and it's got to turn around. It's not going to happen overnight, but the numbers in the election prove that we are divided. I don't know that anybody can explain precisely the reason why we're divided. I mean, I could try, but I think I would get it. Ultimately, I'd be proven wrong. So we're divided, and we've got to learn how to get together again. We have got to learn to deal with issues, to reach out to people who perhaps feel differently on an issue than we do. But we've got to remember, this is America, and we are still the light of the world. And we've got to learn to get along with each other and do things as we should do them and as we have done them. If we do that, we'll get through this.
Joe, we've heard some of Trump's supporters point to ticket splitting as a sign that their candidate can coexist with more traditional and more moderate Republican candidates, people like Peter Meyer in Michigan's 3rd District, and the Michigan Senate and House candidates who picked up victories this time around. Do you think that that's a correct interpretation, the fact that even though Joe Biden won, that it was a decent day for Republicans statewide in Michigan?
Well, it was a decent day for Republicans. It was a decent day for Democrats. I mean, you can make the case as you feel about it. You can make the case. I mean, what we're saying again is that we're divided, certainly in the Congress, especially in the U.S. House. It was a decent day for Republicans. They picked up, I think, 6 or 7 seats. So, yeah, it was. I don't know that I would equate how the Republicans did in state legislatures, using Michigan as an example, or how the Republicans did in the Congress, using the Congress as an example, how that can equate with the Trump presidency, which is a different ballgame. And I think the votes kind of showed that was a different ballgame.
Ken Sikkema, do you see challenges to cultivating mainstream pragmatic Republican candidates in the party of Trump?
Well, I don't think they exist anymore. I mean, I you know, if you're just looking at the Republican Party, I mean, there's no question in my mind that the party over time has become far more conservative, if you will, far more dominated by the sort of the right wing than when I first ran in 1986. I think on top of that, though, right now it's become more of a Trump cult than a political party, because I do think you have, you know, sort of moderates or, you know, people there who were elected and served, but they've sort of been bludgeoned into silence by fears that the ardent Trump supporters will criticize them severely and cause political problems for them if they don't march to that drum, whatever it is. And right now it's about, you know, whether the election, you know, was actually conducted properly. And so I just think the party itself has just become, over time, like I said, I think it's become more conservative, but right now it's sort of more of a Trump cult than a political party.
Hmm. Joe, do you see problems with trying to recruit more mainstream candidates with the head of the party and the ethos of the party where they are right now?
Yeah, I agree with what Ken said on that, probably wholeheartedly agree. I do not identify as a Republican any longer. I identify as an independent for precisely the reasons that Ken just enumerated. I think Trump is a demented narcissist. Yes, I said that, and I would say it again under any circumstances. I think it was an accident that he became president. People did not know him well when he ran for president. He has been a totally ineffectual president. I am scared to death as someone who spent 5 years of my life in national security. I'm scared to death that he would have done something to get us into a situation with Russia or with China or with Iran that we couldn't get out of. And now with the 60 odd days left in his administration, I'm still concerned that he may go off the rails, and it wouldn't be just a slight derailment. It would be a train wreck. So I'm glad he's going, and I have some faith that our military, I have faith that the Joint Chiefs, I think they've met already, and I think that they will and will have a plan if Trump does get off the rails and tries to drag us into a war. I mean, the idea that between now and January 20th, he wants to withdraw troops, A, from Afghanistan, and he's talked about withdrawing troops from Germany as well. Hmm. I mean, this just makes no sense. He has no concept of international affairs. He hasn't through his administration, and he does it now. And that worries the dickens out of me.
If I can just push back on part of what you said, if it was an accident that Trump came into office and a sort of an unrepeatable coincidence of events, how do we reconcile that with the incredible turnout in Michigan and nationwide for Trump? We heard earlier this week from some former party chairs who said that, you know, say what you will about the guy, he's brought the working class back to the Republican Party. Ken Sikkema, what do you think?
Well, I think part of this polarization that I talked about, I mean, we're very evenly divided as a country, sort of ideologically, philosophically, and I think even culturally. So, you know, you just have many, many, many Republican voters, you know, who see themselves as Republicans, and they are just never going to ever probably support a Democrat for various reasons. You know, for example, I mean, I'm from West Michigan, and there's still a strong pro-life movement here that, you know, and belief here that is always going to be there, and probably means that these people are always going to vote Republican. Or you could be a Republican because you fear the Democratic tendency, if you will, for large governments or large, you know, taxes. I mean, so the country, there are issues that divide us dramatically, both politically and culturally. But I still think the party has become more of a Trump cult right now. Now, if Trump is gone, you know, he'll still try to exercise influence, but, you know, you're still going to have a Republican Party that is very conservative, ideologically homogeneous, more so than ever in the past, and that certainly doesn't go away.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking today with Ken Sikkema, a Republican and former state Senate Majority Leader. We're also talking with former GOP Congressman Joe Schwartz, who is now an independent. We're discussing the current and future state of the Michigan GOP. I want to talk about some of the places that were in play this election cycle. There were some suburbs that went for Donald Trump last time around. I'm thinking about places like Chelsea, Dexter, Livonia. Kent County went for Joe Biden this time and had voted for Donald Trump last time around. What do you see happening in those places? And are they likely to be more susceptible to looking at Democratic voters in the future? I mean, are they still within reach of the Republican Party, do you think?
Well, look, Chelsea and Dexter are in Washtenaw County, and they have become over the years, essentially, they're not suburbs, but exurbs of Ann Arbor. So the fact that Chelsea and Dexter went for Biden should come as no surprise to anybody. Livonia, maybe not so much, but Livonia went for Biden, it seems to me, is not a surprise either. High education level in Chelsea and Dexter. Many of the people that live in Chelsea and Dexter work for the University of Michigan or work in Ann Arbor. So that doesn't surprise me in any way. Again, the Republican Party in many ways, if you're truly, truly party faithful, has become cultish. And demand is for allegiance and loyalty to the party ahead of allegiance and loyalty to the country. I don't buy that. Nobody should. And that's got to come to an end. And quite frankly, as you read some of the good editorialists writing, there's got to be a new Republican Party, a center-right Republican Party that will more resemble the Republican Party of 20 and 30 years ago than the one now, because the party itself has gone way too far to the right.
Ken Sikkema, are there counties in northern Michigan that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, I think what's happened over time is rural Michigan, as well as other parts of the nation, have become more Republican, and urban areas and actually suburban areas are becoming more Democratic. It's not so much that, it's really the suburbs. I mean, you take Kent County, for example. Biden carried Kent County this time around. You know, not too long ago, Kent County was probably about 58-59% Republican. Now, if you look at where Biden did well in Kent County, it was really some of the suburbs closer to Grand Rapids, East Grand Rapids, or Ada Township. But I think people that are normally Republican who voted for Biden and probably made the difference this time, you know, it's not because they aren't conservative. I just think they couldn't countenance the coarseness of Donald Trump. And so I think it's hard. You got to take the sort of the Trump feature, if you weigh, out of the picture at some point to do a proper assessment. But with that being said, I'll repeat what I said earlier and what Joe just said. I think the party itself has just lurched too far to the right to properly represent the new demographics in America.
Is it possible, though, to remove Trump from that equation? I heard someone say he's going to be active as long as he has a Twitter account. And with energy and human capital and money coming in under the Trump standard, would it be possible for party leaders to turn all those resources into more moderate ends? How do you do that when elections are being won on the Trump name and the Trump brand?
In time, that will happen, not overnight. It may take years, but that will happen, because I don't think the party as it now is constituted, and with the issues it represents, and to the degree to which their view of the issues is the far right, I don't think that's going to sell to enough people for the party to be really, truly successful. It was this year in many ways, and in other ways it wasn't. But I don't think the party further and further to the right is a formula for success. And again, it's going to take a long time for that to correct itself. I hope it does, but it's going to take a while.
Gentlemen, we're getting close to the holiday season, and I think a lot of folks have been sort of dreading, even though we may not be gathering in the same way. They may be looking forward to time with families who may be divided with some trepidation. Can I ask how you are navigating maybe the conversations that you have with friends and family who are Republicans who may not agree?
Well, don't talk politics. I mean, talk about something else. You know, talk about golf. Well, if you don't like golf, talk about, you know, talk about something else. I mean, I think you gotta, I think one of the problems right now, or one of the challenges is, you know, you gotta find a way to be able to disagree without hating each other. And that's sort of one of the phenomena. It's not just that we're divided into two camps. We got two camps that seem to hate each other.
Joe, please go ahead.
Well, what Ken said is certainly correct. I mean, I have close friends who I was surprised to know supported Trump, and I have just decided that it's best we don't discuss politics because there's really no point in it at that juncture, and all you do is leave the meeting, which turned into a confrontation with a bad taste in your mouth. So unless asked, I am not getting into deep political conversations. I hope that changes, and the era of polite political discourse comes back, but we're not there now. And quite frankly, I blame a lot of that on Donald Trump. He is not polite. He's crude. He is just an absolute narcissist. And I pray that he will not come back in politics. If he wants to go to TV again, if he wants to get back into New York real estate again, whatever he needs to do, he probably ought to pay his debts. Who knows, he may be on trial, but a lot of intelligent people, good people who supported Trump, I believe in time they will question their doing so, and that has nothing to do with anything, really. We just have to treat each other well and get through this very, very unusual period of time and hope we come out on the other side in good shape.
Former Republican Congressman Joe Schwartz, currently a lecturer at the University of Michigan. We've also been speaking today with former Republican Senate Majority Leader to the state legislature, Ken Sikkema. Joe, Ken, it's good to hear your voices. Thanks for engaging with us on this topic.
Thanks very kindly.
Yeah, thank you.